This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. TrailerWheel.com, TrailerWheel.com, where you can find all your stuff. Ray's here ready for you to rent a trailer. He is sitting here ready. He was here at 6 this morning. When Lance was sitting outside.
You were too.
I was as well. But if you're looking for a trailer or to rent, lease, own, trade in, whatever you want to do, you're more than welcome to do that. Here is something that I did not expect. Here's a headline. Absolute shocker. Michael Bennett was reportedly a pain in the ass and a problem for Seahawks coaches last year. That I never thought I'd wait. I pretty much figured that was going to be the case. Yeah. That Michael Bennett,
they're getting rid of the guys who are issues in the locker room right now. I talked to somebody with knowledge of it yesterday.
Yes, Richard Sherman beat it.
Sherman and Bennett had become just too much to handle. It just wasn't making sense. So they cleaned those guys out. I think they want to keep Earl Thomas, but we'll see how that works out.
Rumor was he was going too.
Yeah, I don't think he's a problem.
No,
I think he's frustrated with the locker room himself. Like, I don't think he loves the locker room. So maybe the locker room will be a little better now.
So somebody tweeted out after, okay, enough that teams that are woke, teams that are socially conscious, that they can't win, because Philadelphia was obviously a team that was socially conscious. And Seattle has been as well. But that kind of – I'm not sure.
That has nothing to do with the social
– I think they had a bunch of alpha.
Yeah, they had too many alphas
in the locker room.
That's all that is.
I get that. But, it'll be interesting to see what the market is on Richard Sherman, because –
Coming off an Achilles, probably not great.
And the style of play and the zone play.
And if Bennett is known as a pain, teams aren't going to want to – They're just not gonna. If you're Marcus Peters Payne, you deal with that. That guy takes the ball away. If you're Michael Bennett, and you're coming up on the back half of your career, teams a lot less willing to take you on unless you're absolutely getting sacks. They know they can get out from under you quickly. Your contract.
And the Eagles have a strong locker room.
Yeah, yeah. No. And that's part of it. Is you got a chance to play short term for a team that really has leadership in place. I mean, Malcolm Jenkins is also, he is kind of the voice and face.
I would imagine if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, Fletcher
they
Cox
guys,
is going to have something
to say.
They got
guys in there, Brandon Graham, they got guys.
Yeah.
Chris Long. So I don't think that's a real problem, but that's probably his last team, I think, based on his age right now. And I think he's only about 29, maybe even younger than that. But I don't know that there's going to be a lot of teams that want to take him on after that, because it's just no one likes to deal with hassles unless you're really, really good. Bennett's got talent, but I don't know what he ended up doing last year. He is a talented guy. Michael Bennett. How old is Michael Bennett?
His play was less concerned at 32.
He had 8.5 sacks last year. That's pretty good.
But he's 32 now.
Oh, he's 32 now? Okay. Yeah, it's getting a little late.
Yeah. But he can still help a team. And you add that to the champs. I don't think it's a bad move, especially if you got to – again, you got to have a strong locker room. That guy can't come in there and, start dictating how, I won, I know, blah, 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 blah. Well, we won here too. You know what? Just go to work. So I think maybe there's a lot of that. There's just way too much stuff going on in Seattle. Just way too much talking and finger pointing. And, if it wasn't the defense pointing at the offense and saying, you guys suck, it was the defense pointing or everybody pointing at Pete Carroll. What kind of freaking call was that? Did Malcolm Butler intercept? Why didn't you run Marshawn Lynch? If it wasn't that, it was those guys yelling at each other defensively. The linebacker that was going at it.
Oh, on social media.
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner with
with Earl, not with Earl Thomas, with
yeah. Are you sure it wasn't Earl? Yeah, it was Earl Thomas.
It was Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas said, yeah, maybe, you know, he shouldn't have played.
Right, Earl Thomas.
Kind of hurt the team. He's like, keep my name out of your mouth, Earl Thomas.
Right.
Like, wow, you guys are, what's
your teammates,
deal?
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was, you know,
that
was
little run
combust.
I think is over. Seattle's over.
Well,
it looked like they're not over, but trust me, they're over.
Well, here's the thing is they got a quarterback. But I think Russell Wilson taking a lot of that money, you weren't able to build an offensive line because they had to pay all those defensive guys. They won with defense, so they said, well, let's pay all our defensive guys, and we'll pay Russell Wilson, and we'll go from there. Well, it wasn't good enough because they couldn't protect. Well, Russell Wilson was able to escape and do a lot of things because he's Russell Wilson. But you can't, it's tough to build after a championship because you got to pay all those guys.
Right.
And that's what hit him. And, oh, by the way, yeah, all of the sniping in the locker room didn't help him either.
Hey, actually, the life cycle of this goes for pretty much all NFL teams except for a few great ones, and they usually involve having really good quarterbacks. The Steelers have kept a window. It seems like the window's open. I don't know how actually open it has been, but Green Bay Packers, the same thing. Seems like the window's been open for a while. We know it has been with the Patriots, but actually Seattle had the life cycle for Seattle, you know, for a good strong run, which is 4 years. It started in 2014-15. So you had 13-14. So it was the 13 season, 14 season, 15 season, 16 season, 17 season. It's 5 years. That's a pretty good.
Although they didn't make the playoffs last year.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You felt like the window was open though. So 5 years is about what you usually get when it's going good. The Texans had a 2 year window. 11-12.
Says you. I think they've had a 16-year window.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Usually windows don't
include that. You and I are looking at it differently.
Multiple two-win seasons.
Well, that's a window. It's still a window. It's a crack. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still a window.
That's a
Saquon Barkley. The Bovada says he's the favorite at plus 170.
Cleveland Browns Twitter says he's not. I found out yesterday on my mock draft.
Oh, you said that.
I had him going number one to Cleveland, and I found out how dumb I was. So Bovada needs to talk to Cleveland Brown Twitter before they make their odds.
Well, I would say this. If I was betting, I would bet. If Saquon is plus 170, which means you win 170 if you bet 100, I'm going with Sam Darnold. I'm going to win $240.
Yeah.
I would play them both
and you make money?
Yeah. No, you'll lose on Barkley.
Yeah, you lose 100. You say he's plus 170?
You'll lose $30. You bet 100 on Darnold, you bet 100 on Saquon, and you lose you lose $50 if
Darnold,
Saquon wins.
If Darnold, no, you lose $70. You win 170, lose 100 if Saquon.
100, you lose 220 if you bet on Darnold and Barkley.
No, if it's just $100. Well, yeah, I guess you don't have the juice. No. Usually when you have prop bets like that, you're just betting that there's no juice. You just bet the plus.
Okay, even so, you'll lose $30 if you bet both of them. You win 170 with Barkley and you bet 200.
Yeah. No, but you get your 100 back.
You win 107.
No, your 100 didn't go anywhere. So the only 100 you lost is the
other 100. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, so you win 70.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's almost a lock.
It's either going to be one of the two.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost a lock. I mean, it could be Josh Allen throwing you off. What is Josh Allen at?
Josh Allen is plus 400.
Yeah, he's a tricky one. But, yeah, it's going to be one of those three. It's definitely not going to be Baker Mayfield.
Well, and if it's the number one overall, well, that's a problem because you don't know if Cleveland's going to trade out of it.
Even if they do, who are they trading?
Is there really a chance that Baker Mayfield's going number one?
No chance.
I don't believe that.
Zero chance.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. Okay, if you were a betting man, your order that not what you think, not your but what order will they go in?
I'm going to say Barkley. I'm going to say
Let's say the quarterbacks, just the quarterbacks. What order?
Darnold, Allen, Mayfield, Rosen.
You think Mayfield will go before Rosen?
And the chance it goes, actually, Rudolph Jackson. Because the Bills supposedly like Rudolph, which I
– That would be a great bet. Pick the order of the quarterbacks.
They have it somewhere.
They do. Mm-hmm. That would be a great bet.
Yeah.
You could make a lot of money because the odds will be great. If you have to pick five in a row, that's a five-team parlay you got
to
hit.
Yeah, yeah. And to have Baker ahead of Rosen. So, you know, I've already told you guys about what I've heard about Rosen. And I asked about Rosen yesterday. One GM who's a smart kid, arrogant way to him, surly, not crazy about him. And this is a team that needs quarterback. So that's going to be, I think, the MO for a lot of – I think he's going to turn people off, and I think Baker will ultimately go ahead of Josh Rosen. Everybody will, why is Josh Rosen slipping? Because of everything I told you that was going to be the case. Once people start digging in and they find out people in that building had some reservations about him and all that stuff, that's one of the reasons he's going to slip. Darnold doesn't have that over there. They love Darnold, but Darnold has 1 year of – really good production, and the next year he's got 20 interceptions in 20 games. That's not great. That's not a great stat.
No.
In his last 20 games, he's got 20 interceptions, Sam Darnold. That's not great. Josh Allen's never posted 60% completion percentage. That's not great. Baker's 6 foot, and he's
especially out of Wyoming.
And he's doing Johnny stuff right now. Like standing, looking into the water with his camera production. By the way, that's his production crew filming a documentary about himself. What is happening in that water? Pensive thoughts and looks. Like, what's next? Here comes the choppy feet in the sand. Choppy feet in the sand lets me know you're quarterback.
Well, you are.
And I see you doing some dropbacks in the sand. Yeah. I know some real quarterbacking's going on.
You know
on.
What happened that night? It was lit. Okay? Because you were near the beach, and yeah. It was a party.
Josh Rosen has the cleanest. And then you got super explosive Lamar Jackson, who doesn't really have a quarterback coach. Like it's crazy. They got all these guys who have talent, but they've all got some big concerns tied to them too. I've never seen this many quarterbacks who have high ceiling, low floor before.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, I want to talk about basketball. Enough football. Okay. Can you stop with the football?
Yeah, we got to go Rockets next because.
This is a
I'm
huge
nervous.
Game.
I'm nervous
this
about this one.
Game.
I'm nervous about 18.
Let's go. Let's talk Rockets on the other side, but let's talk about basketball. We found out yesterday you got the bent rim with the white backboard that needs painting and it's broken.
It's cracked.
And your kids could cut themselves. Huh? Okay, they almost have to call Child Protective Services on you because of your backboard at your house. Here's the deal: is make sure that you can hold on to your kids. That if you get a hoops goal, then Child Protective Services will know that you love them. And if you don't, then you don't love them, and chances are you'll lose your children. So here's the deal. All you have to do is go to ProDunkHoops.com, ProDunkHoops.com, and see for yourself that the best goal in the market is at Keith Tate's Hoops. 281-351-9822. I think that's it. Anyway, what we need is you to get to ProDunkHoops.com, ProDunkHoops.com, and see the best backboard. It's not even close. It actually adds value to your home. It's the best unrustable tempered glass backboard, unbreakable rim. It's the lowers and raises. It's the best. And it's got all the accessories as well. Please get to ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. It's hard to
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Hey, guys. Lance Zierlein here. And my friend Lanny and all the people over at Bill Advisor are making sure that you get the same rates that newcomers into a service are getting. You know how that's one of the things that used to really bother me when I would be a longtime customer of DirecTV, for example, and all these people are getting, you get free Sunday chicken. You get brand new channels for $1.50. Like, what? Why is my bill like $180? What is this? Is nonsense. And I met the good people over at Bill Advisor. I said, let us negotiate your contract. They don't want to lose you. Trust me. But here's the other thing. It's not just DirecTV. It's cable companies. It's all satellite companies. It is your internet provider. It is home insurance, auto insurance, home security. I just switched home and auto, and I ended up saving almost $700 just switching that. Got actually more coverage on my home insurance, More coverage, better coverage for a lot less. This is your chance to go to Bill Advisor and let them negotiate your bills for you. They will lower your rates. I promise you that. And you will get as good or better service, including the I got additional channels on DirecTV that I didn't have to pay for. In fact, they lowered my bill by $40 a month and got me $40 bill credits for four straight months. Let them work for you. BillAdvisor.com. That's BillAdvisor.com. Text bills to 313131, and they'll get started for you right away. BillAdvisor.com.
DeRozan has 25 and a half. DeMar DeRozan, six to go, but all the way to the foot.
Dominant dynamite detonates on Detroit.
Watch this. He just took that ball from the opposite foul line right down the middle of the court, and he goes up strong, two-handed jam dunk, and he gets fouled.
And one.
What a finish.
That's what an all-star looks like, folks. You're looking into the eyes of an all-star, DeMar DeRozan.
Fleet hit a three-pointer to win the game.
So, that's DeMar thumping on somebody right
Welcome
there.
Back here on ESPN.
That's Hubie Brown.
Was the Detroit-Toronto game the other night,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, Van Vliet won the game with his three-pointer.
So, that was a thump, though.
Maybe that was to send it to overtime. Yeah, that dunk sent it to overtime.
42 for DeMar DeRozan, as he's an all-star. DeRozan, who cares? I was just making
I was just giving him some more. DeRozan
put
is
more
a
respect
great
on his
baseball
name.
Player. Yeah, thank you.
My kids like DeMar DeRozan because he was a slam dunk guy, and they just, I don't know, for whatever reason they like him. They just like
He's a good player.
People. They love Donovan Mitchell. Love him. I'm like, why? That's random. One of my kids likes
because he's rookie of the year.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I mean, Alec Baldwin? No, from 2 years ago. Alec Burks, yeah. He is that's my son, Alec's favorite player now.
Because his name's Alec.
That's it. That's all it takes. It doesn't take much for kids.
And he loves Alec Baldwin, even though,
and he's good.
Or does he love President Trump?
So
Which one?
We'll talk about LeBron this and Harden this and that. And then you got guys like Booker who are out there just
getting
buckets.
Booker.
Great, great time for basketball right now.
I'm going to tell you, I was just going to say, the guy who doesn't get the love that he should as far as a great is Devin Booker.
Devin Booker is the truth.
He is really good. If he wasn't in Phoenix, he'd be a superstar.
Let's keep his ass there.
I was going to say, your kids probably like Joel Inglis also.
Nah.
They call him Inglis.
No one likes him. He can shoot it, though.
He looks like a nurse.
He looks like Brian Cardinal. You know, well, you don't even know who Brian Cardinal
was.
I didn't
know Brian Cardinal was. That was like
Brian Cardinal was
10
bald.
Years ago.
I love that guy.
Yeah, it's 10 years ago was when he last played, probably.
Yeah.
He was the – yeah, he was the, he's got the same hairdo.
Yeah.
And he's got the –
love that guy.
He had the – he was the guy who would slide on the court after everything, like David Wood, when the Rockets had David Wood. Ugh, those were bad days.
No, remember
David
Wood
days.
Apparently, did you guys ever read the Players Tribune about Steve Francis?
What's up with Steve?
Steve Francis talking about how he was dealing drugs on a corner, and 4 years later, he's the second overall pick.
He's sitting next to Hakeem getting tailored suits made.
So, Steve Francis, my kids are just, hey, Dad, guess who we play basketball against? Who? Steve Francis' son.
Yeah.
Do you know who Steve Francis is? I'm like, yes, kids, I know who Steve Francis is.
Steve Francis.
And they were like, Steve Francis was really cool. They're just the Dawhi shooting. And
Steve Francis had a problem. I saw Steve Francis last summer.
Yeah.
And asked him to be on the show, and he forgot. I know that he was.
No, but he's like,
he was having a good time when I talked. He had a drinking problem, and he admits this in the story that he had.
But wasn't it something more than that?
No,
like a kidney issue, or everyone thought he had drugs.
He had a head issue. Remember, he couldn't eat. Remember, he couldn't eat salt.
No, you're talking about when he had Meniere's disease.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like 3 years ago when I was like, that don't look like Steve Francis. I'll pull pictures up.
No,
I'm not talking about Mobley.
Catino had
okay. Well, let me pull up picture Steve Francis.
Steve Francis' problem was he was drinking.
Himself. Yeah,
he was really drinking.
I'll just hit Steve Francis in images, and you'll be like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but what's the cause of the? It's
That's
the
what
drinking.
I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it's drinking.
Drinking?
No, and I saw Steve. I was
John
out of this.
John looks fine.
Well, some
John looks fine.
Some of us take 6 weeks off to heal.
I mean, okay. That's just drinking?
Yeah. Yes.
That's just drinking?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the,
how come
was,
you – I don't see any of you or your squad.
I don't drink.
I don't see squad listen, looking like that.
Listen, my reputation is not nearly as good as my – it's much better than my ability.
Lance, just imagine how good he would look if he didn't drink like he does. Right. So there's that also.
Listen, Steve had a problem, and he admits it. He said he had –
Steve
he
bounced
had
back, too.
He has bounced back, which is a great thing.
He still looks – this is still him. This is the story from yesterday.
No, it actually looks looks better than the other picture I just showed you.
See, that was me.
He looks like the cop. Remember back in the day, who was the cop? You see the picture?
There was one just on the Deuce. He looks like the cop from the Deuce that I watched on HBO. But doesn't this look better than that? It's for radio.
Yeah,
y'all can't see pictures.
You guys can't see, but
I don't know, man. Steve lived hard and.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's been lots of rumors about it. This and Steve's on crack and Steve's.
Well, no. Steve apparently didn't. He says I saw what heroin does to people because I was dealing it.
Yeah,
and so
he was dealing heroin.
Well, he was dealing. Yeah,
crack,
he was, crack,
yeah, crack,
crack. And he said I didn't do it. I don't do drugs. But he was drinking heavily. Yeah. I can tell you that because I saw him. He was at his kid's little league game and he was wasted. Anyway, so. It's a neat article. Need to read it
for you. You go to certain little leagues. A lot of parents are wasted.
Oh, don't think I never had a red cup out there. I was coaching.
What are you talking about?
And I was coaching.
What are you talking about? You got the red cup.
Oh.
Like you're playing pong or whatever.
In little league, John, what's the best advice you have regarding drafting? When you're drafting a player, like after you get the good players.
Moms. Yeah, moms. Yeah. It's all about the moms.
You're drafting moms.
It's all about the moms.
You
draft room and go, oh, great pick.
Here's what you do. Your first three picks need to be good players, and after that you're drafting moms.
Yeah.
Yep. You just need three players to win.
Shout out to Little League Purves.
Yeah, well, you're going to be. Oh.
No, I got gymnastics.
Yeah, it's different.
She's not going to play softball? You're not going to.
No, that's not the same as Little League. Softball moms.
No, I'm good, bro.
Softball. Why can't little girls have nice moms?
That's fine.
What are you talking about?
No, gymnastics. Cheer? Are you doing cheer?
Dance team or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you want basketball. Gymnastics. So you want the coach. Okay, that's great. So good.
Luckily,
okay.
Actually, no gymnastics either.
Okay, that's good, Raheel. That's good parenting, Raheel.
So, yeah, so Steve, well, that's on the ESPN front page. Steve Francis on selling crack in NBA stardom. I guess we'll roll right from that into the Rockets are 51-13. And they're taking on. So they're looking for number 18 against
Toronto.
Yeah, we're
talking about the Rockets.
So what do you think?
No, listen. What do you guys think about Steph Curry going down for a couple of games?
Love it.
Does this not matter to you?
It won't do anything.
Yeah, you need to.
You need a little separation.
Lose, yeah, get you.
I think it's a big.
You're on an 18 game win streak.
You're
on an 18 game win streak. You're on a 17 game win streak. And you look over like,
taking Steph Curry out of the lineup means something.
Oh hell yeah!
It means something. Let's take a look. And see who the next couple of games are.
We got Trailblazers today at 9. So that'll be a good one. That's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah,
Trailblazers tonight. Then you've got the Timberwolves. Meh.
You're off them already?
Yeah, no Jimmy Butler.
That's your team.
No Jimmy Butler.
That's your team.
Squad.
That's your team.
Okay, let me take Hardenough. You still on them?
That's your team.
No, hold on. You take Hardenough. Are you still on the Rockets?
Different. Okay. Wow. That's Carl Anthony.
And then they got the Lakers at home on the 14th, which we'll see if Steph is back.
Hope not.
At Portland, let's see. In a back-to-back situation
without
Steph. I'd like to see him lose if you want to know the truth. I wouldn't mind a little. When you win 17 games in a row, it would be nice if you could have a bit more than a half-game lead. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy. How do they don't have a two-and-a-half-game lead? But Golden State's on a seven-game win streak, and they won before then too, so they're not messing around. Do you guys – I'm legit concerned. This is the end of three straight games on the road. I think this one's going to be really, really tough.
Yeah,
I think they lose tonight.
Raheel, tough or no?
It'll be tough for sure. Toronto
Rockets a 3-point favorite.
Ooh,
Toronto's three.
Rockets. You have to make the Rockets a favorite.
Yeah.
They won 17 in a row.
But I thought it'd be like
that is like, I'm telling you
that they Vegas wants money. Yeah,
begging you. Well, they're begging you to take Toronto if you want to know the truth.
No, they're public.
They're begging you to take Toronto.
You don't think public's like, oh, Rockets are going to demolish?
Yeah. But the Sharps.
Well, yeah,
taking
because
Toronto.
they are a more public team than Toronto. But the Sharps. Listen, they're more worried about the Sharps than they are the public.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the Sharps are going to go, are you kidding me? You're giving me 3 points with the best home team in basketball, a team that has something to prove. I think that's a crazy line.
What do you think it should be?
I think it should be a pick.
No, Rockets won 17 in a row, and they're covering every freaking game.
They're not, this is Toronto. Toronto is, John, a, you is know, a really good team
you
at home
know
with something to prove
there
tonight.
Could be a lot of wise guys who say, you set that a pick, and they're going to say, I'll just keep rolling with this streak until it's over. Because you know you're going to get a good effort from the Rockets.
Well, and this is the best possibility of where the streak ends. There is no question. This is the best possibility. Yeah. There is nowhere that nobody has a better chance to beat the Rockets than Toronto.
Over under is 220. I think it goes under that.
Do you guys remember during the 22-game win streak? It took a life of its own, right?
Yeah.
This one, I don't feel like with the team, it took a life of its own.
Well, there was like, always some major, like, oh, my God, what an incredible
moment.
We're just rolling people.
This is just like we're just playing good basketball, and we're just getting the wins and whatever.
It doesn't feel like it's the streak.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a burden by any means.
All right, let's continue this on the other side. 831 ESPN 97.5. Gulf Coast Chevy is something that's really, really important to people. But you just talked about them, didn't you? Like a second ago?
I absolutely did.
I know,
That's not enough. That's not enough.
That is when you have to talk about them.
I have a lot of stuff to tell you. Number one, I got to tell you about the car show that's going on tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get out there and check out the car show. They're going to have food there. They're going to have drinks. And here's the best thing. They're going to have some sweet cars out there that you have a chance to vote on. The winner of Best in Show and the winner of People's Choice, we each get $500 cash. They've got trophies. They've got plaques. Now, I guess you could roll yours out there, but you can't be in the contest. The registration is already over. But if you love cars and great-looking cars, there's a great chance for you to get out there to Angleton and see it for yourself, about 40 minutes from Houston. If you're looking to buy a car, I suggest you go to LanceZCars.com. And when I say car, of course, I mean things like pickup trucks and SUVs and crossover vehicles and cars. They've got $8,000 off in-stock 2017 Buick LaCrosse. They've got $11,000 off MSRP on in-stock new 2018 GMC 1500 Crew Cabs with GMC Financial Financing, and 20% off MSRP on 2018 Chevy Impala, Sonic, and Sparks. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Go to the website LanceZCars.com and see all of their stock that they have in inventory, leases, purchase, aggressive trade-ins, and a sweet car show tomorrow. Check out the website LanceZCars.com and get out there tomorrow for the awesome car show.
This is Marcel Tuve, MVP, World Series champion, and a big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. At Trailer Wheel and Frame, their name should probably be Trailer Wheel and Everything because they got everything. Got hitch, headache rack, sidebars, grill guard, bed liner, toolbox. LED lights.
Ooh, got them.
Got them. Trailer Wheel and Everything. I said that before, and I think Jeff took that and put it on his copy because he plagiarized. They got cones, safety vests, reflective triangles, road flares.
True.
Everything.
True.
8222 I-45 north of Canino exit. We're going to have Rudy's Barbecue out here shortly.
Okay.
Rachel's coming with potatoes.
Okay.
That Raheel's going to have himself a potato today so that he can go straight to heaven. All right. He's out. Oh, last time Mike wanted to kick your ass. Mike the ref wanted to kick your ass.
For what?
He wanted to kill you. That's
what?
Right. He said he's going to kill him. But Raheel was talking about.
Like in real life?
My Jesus versus his Jesus or something like that. And Mike the ref called in and said he's going to kill Raheel. Right. So.
Can I have context?
I texted Mike and told him we're not threatening people around here, and we haven't heard from Mike the ref since. So Mike the ref is a real thing? Yeah, that's a real thing. Mike the ref.
What did you say to get people to threaten you? Put your headphones on. Yeah, now you're getting dragged into this. I didn't know there was a. I didn't know they had a fatwa on them from Mike the Ref.
Yeah, no, there's a. There's a hit.
Fatwa.
Mike the Ref put a fatwa.
Yeah,
man. No, that's we were just David that was just like when I was saying Jesus died for your sins, and you were you two knows about you, Lance. You didn't even go to
even
mass.
That.
Yeah, you were.
Oh yeah, getting your ashes. It was Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm just saying he did all that for you, and you couldn't even go get your ashes.
Yeah.
And I guess that
was. That was something that Mike Ruff wanted to kill you for.
Stay up out of my Jesus, bro.
I might have.
Stop Jesus watching.
I might have given Jesus a voice also, and that was probably.
Oh, no. Because we can't do that to yours.
But it wasn't even that bad, but whatever.
Well, it was bad because
can't do that to yours.
You're of a different faith, and Mike pointed that out. Tell that Muslim, I'll kill him.
I'll kill him.
Yeah. But shout out, hashtag survivor. I'm still here.
Let's get Tyler in here. He wants to join the show. What's up, Tyler? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good.
Hey.
Yeah, man. I know it's about a week away from tourney time, but this is for the real degenerates that that'll gamble on just about anything during the day. So today is the basically the startup of the conference tourneys. Just wanted to see if you guys had a favorite that y'all wanted to play as a long shot for the tournament, or anything for a conference tourney. I'm taking Florida to win the SEC tournament. And I'm thinking Xavier might be one of my long shot picks, something like that. But I just want to see what you guys thought about the tourney, and what plays that you guys might be interested in.
What are you sure that Xavier's a long shot?
They're
like
the number three
team in the country,
the number one seed in their conference.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe ahead of Villanova.
Well, okay. So, but what are they going to be in the futures? For example, I got the futures right here. No, I don't. It doesn't list that. So, I don't know.
I would think, okay, long shots. I think, is Michigan going to be a long shot?
Not long shot, no. I mean, they're going to be a two seed.
Right. I mean, but that's still, you're going to get decent odds on that.
Yeah, Michigan is plus 1,200 right now.
Yeah, that's,
wow.
12 to 1. That's pretty
1,200.
Good.
I thought I saw 900.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, what's the favorite, though?
Virginia and Villanova and Duke at plus 600. To Xavier,
yeah,
he mentioned.
Here's what I've heard it is Michigan 950 in real life. And then Kansas. What about Kansas plus 1,500, Dell?
I have the one I'm looking
you
at
had
has
some
them
interest in that with me when I was discussing things with you.
Plus 1,600 here, and Xavier plus 2,000, excuse me. But Virginia, Villanova, Duke, at least on this site, are the clear favorites with Michigan State behind them.
Sounds like Xavier is a dog then. So it sounds like that
is
one of the players.
What is Xavier? Plus 2,000, despite their winning the regular season title.
That's crazy talk.
He's on it then.
That is crazy, crazy, crazy talk right there, I think. Well, plus 2,000, I'd throw something on. Yeah, 20 to 1. Give me something on Xavier then. Other than that, what about Purdue? You guys say a long shot?
Not according to, they're the fifth favorite, plus 1,200.
Plus 1,200?
Yeah.
But, I mean, still 12 to 1 is okay. You know what I'm saying? That's not bad. That's not bad odds. And, although they probably should be a little bit more than that. I don't know who stands up. We know that Michigan State, we know that. I don't know.
I want to check the futures for NBA. Who do you think is the favorite to win it all in the NBA? It's not going to be the Rockets, I guarantee.
No, it's Golden State.
It's going to be Golden State. Yeah. By how much more, though?
I don't know that. Well, Houston will be the second favorite.
I don't have futures.
Houston will be the second favorite. Toronto will probably be the third.
You think Toronto over Cleveland?
I think so.
Because
I think
Boston,
if you look at Cleveland with your human eyes.
No, I know, but it's LeBron and everyone will still play. You make it too big a
dog.
Yeah,
but I want to tell you this. Vegas is probably going, they ain't doing it this year.
Yeah,
but
they're not going to let you get
the. I'd love for people to bet on. Sometimes they've
been to the finals for 100 years in a row.
Yeah.
If you're in
LeBron goes 7 years, seven straight years.
If you're in the finals and
goes.
You got plus whatever, then. You hedge the other side.
But I don't. Do you believe that Cleveland's going
this
year?
No, I don't. But, I mean, I'm just saying the history tells you he is. It's kind of like fading the Rockets right now on the road. minus three when they won 17 in a row. That's a tough fade. And it's not like I think Toronto is unbeatable by any stretch, or even Boston for that matter. I think if Cleveland gets hot, if LeBron gets out, this doesn't feel like the year for Cleveland. It doesn't feel like the year. I mean, this feels like it's a two. Honestly, we'll find out a lot tonight about Toronto. This feels like the NBA Finals is going to be in the Western Conference Finals. That's what it feels like. But we'll see.
I got your odds right here. The yeah. Cavs are plus 650. The Warriors currently minus 220.
Wow.
The Rockets are plus 300.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Put some respect on the Rockets.
No, they're a clear cut.
Thing. Yeah, they still are until you knock them off.
Oh, then good.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, put some respect on that futures ticket. Then.
How about this? Toronto, what do you think they are?
My guess is they're like 700.
Plus 1,000.
Yeah, they get no respect on their name.
10-1 on Toronto?
Spurs plus 2,500.
Where about Boston?
Boston right now is plus 1,100.
So it's still Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Where are you looking at that?
This is from mybookie.ag.
Okay. All right. So that's real numbers that people are firing at.
With great Cleveland's reloading bonuses available right now for those of you that care.
Put in promo code radio.
Yeah, because.
Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
I had to reload. NBA betting sucks. It's not as much fun as college football.
Man, I can't believe Xavier's getting that kind of odds. That is unbelievable. The number two team in the nation is getting that kind of odds.
And you think they're
ahead of Villanova in their own conference. Wow.
You feel like those are good
numbers? Who was it to call, Tyler? Yeah. Throw some on Xavier.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I mean, if Villanova can win it all, there's no reason Xavier can't.
Throw some on Xavier come watch us at Prime Social.
Next Friday.
Or come watch the games with us. Actually, John and I and the entire set of shows are going to be at Prime Social, which is the sweet new poker house on Westheimer. It's 7801 Westheimer. It's west of Hillcroft Voss there on Westheimer. And standalone building. It's beautiful on the exterior, beautiful on the interior. Free valet parking. Really nice amenities on the interior. You've got 20 different poker tables. We're going to have a tournament going on after John gets off the air. And if you knock me or John or Rafer Alston, Skip to My Lose is going to be there. He plays there all the time. You can just go. You'll probably get in a hand with him in a cash game. $1 and $3. That's a small, you know, small blind, big blind. That's a regular cash game. You have people sit down for $200 or $300 all the time and just play and build their stacks up or lose what they came with or build it to $1,000. It's the fun little neighborhood game. But it's for cash, and you have an opportunity to come do that with us while the tournament's going on that Friday. If a lower-seeded team beats a higher-seeded team, they will come and take a bunch of chips and splash the pot with it. And if you happen to win the pot, you win all that money. That's one of the things that they're doing. How do you like that? Make sure that you go to the website, PrimeSocialTX.com. That's PrimeSocialTX.com. They will, as I mentioned, have a tournament going on as well where you can go up against me or John or Ray for Alston. And if you knock one of us out, you're going to get a cash bounty. Or just come watch the games and hang out with us at PrimeSocialTX.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Who's the favorite right now to win the Valspar Championship, do you guys think? Who do you guys think?
Kevin Cragthorpe.
I don't really care what you say.
That's not it. It's not Kevin Cragthorpe. It's Tiger Woods.
Okay. Clinton Mickelstein.
Tiger Woods plus 600.
Miley Perkins. I go Charlie Wu.
It's not Charlie Wu.
Hank.
There's Wee Kim.
Is there Hank Strong?
You want Wee Kim plus 5,000?
Nope.
Okay. No, that's a male golfer. Sang-woo Bae, Byung.
That's female, I take her. If it's male, nope.
Yep.
I got some guesses, too. Hold on. Is it Keith A. Gardner?
No.
Is it Grapeson Wilson?
No, it's not any of them. It's Tiger Woods.
Okay, I got it. Is it J. Allen Finn?
Who is that?
He just told you,
is
Tiger
it,
Woods.
You sure it's not Ricky Weir?
It's not Ricky. There's no Ricky Weir.
Are you sure it's not Greg
Dustin Mike
Liddell?
Weir and Ricky Fowler?
Dustin Fowler?
No, you're getting mixing them all up.
Okay, I got
you don't
one.
Know anything.
I just Googled CPA Houston, and I'm just reading up CPA names.
Where's so, John, can
certified
you,
public
can
accounts.
You give me where VJ Mickelson is in the chase?
There's no VJ Mickelson.
Are you
that's
sure?
He's mixing up names.
Yeah, he's mixing up names.
Are you sure it's not Friedman Michelle?
That's already been done by Jim Rome years ago with NASCAR. So
thankfully,
stop plagiarizing.
I don't
Jim Rome.
Listen to Jim Rome or never did, okay. So I'm good.
All right. But years ago,
he
mixed up the names and it was NASCAR. And
if
it wasn't
a man
funny
from
then,
California,
it's not funny now.
If a man from California never listened, did it really happen? Because I never listened.
Okay.
Damn.
Wow. But we did. In
yeah,
Houston?
We all did in Houston. Yeah, we were Jim Rome people.
Suckers.
We were huge Jim
and
Rome.
And now
people.
He's huge. Now.
It was John and Lance, and then I think it was Mark after you guys when I would listen to Jim Rome. In community college, like in the summer. So I would go to class. I would listen to you guys on the drive-in, and then Mark would be on, then I'd go to class. And then right after class, I'd go to the computer lab and stream Jim Rome and then be in the chat and stuff.
Hey, you were? You were in the Jim Rome chat room?
Yeah, shout out to Stucknut.
Raheel, why are you talking? It's not even 9. What happened here? You started at like 11:20.
I got here early.
8:20, and you're talking already?
We were talking about basketball.
Dell, it was either talk to John, Lance, and you or Niall.
I would have sat in the car.
So, you're a hateful person, Dell.
So let me ask you guys this question.
Damn.
Okay. Gun to your head.
Whoa.
Rockets minus 3.
Rockets. No. Nope. Other way.
I'll play Toronto.
I think they're lost. I think
this
is probably where they lose. I hope not, but I think this is probably the
I don't time. Know. It's scared. Rockets minus 3 tells me. Bet the Rockets because Vegas is begging you to take Toronto. They're begging you to take Toronto. They're begging the sharps to take Toronto because the public is going to be on the Rockets.
Yeah.
But they're begging the sharps to take Toronto because if you're getting Toronto against Golden State, Golden State giving Toronto 3 at Toronto, Toronto's a really, really, really good home team.
Yeah.
Like the best in the NBA. Mm-hmm. This to me is scary.
Yeah.
But
Rockets
now
really
it tells me, bet the Rockets.
Rockets really good road team.
It tells me, bet the Rockets, because Vegas wants you to bet Toronto.
That's what that's
and you need.
Me.
That's right.
And forget all that stuff. How do you think the Rockets are going to come out and play after being on the road for a little while and at the end of this?
I don't think it bothers them.
I don't feel like it does. That's like it gets to Raheel's point. They don't seem like a team that's just like
is rattled. Or?
Every game is the most important game. It almost feels like this is just another game that happens to be inside a streak. When they had the 21-20, we had no delusions of grandeur that team couldn't win a championship without Yao, which made it almost kind of cooler. This team has a lot bigger focus than winning 18, 19 in a row.
Although, let's face it, some games are bigger than others. Boston had the lead on them with two minutes to play.
Yeah.
You know, and – you know, it didn't seem like the Rockets were free-stroking like they had been on this. They walk into places and just go, whatever, watch this, bam, 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 and they build an 18-point lead and cruise to the finish line. Against Boston, it was a different deal. It was a playoff, and I hate saying that too, playoff-type atmosphere. There was a playoff-type atmosphere. And tonight is going to be the same way.
Absolutely. And look, the Raptors, just like from a personnel standpoint, they have pieces that will give the Rockets issues. You know, Valanciunas and Serge Ibaka, big guys that are active, and they're going to go get it, and they can stroke it a little bit also. So this is a tougher matchup for sure. And then you got DeMar and Kyle Lowry on top of that. So they've got perimeter players also. I don't know if their bench is capable of keeping up with the Rockets bench. Because the Rockets bench has been outstanding. Luke has been playing some good basketball. Eric Gordon has been lights out.
He's been unbelievable.
He's been lights out, right?
Eric Gordon had a great stretch of basketball where he –
well, his Boston game, he won the game.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what's weird is that they have – like Eric Gordon is one of those guys who could win a game for you.
Yes.
He has the ability to have a big quarter win a game. He did it the other day. He was shooting from 28 feet away from the basket and draining it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, holy crap. Then went and made defensive plays at the same time. He is such an important piece. That's why they've got to manage. It really has been about managing his minutes, managing his health, managing Nene. Ryan Anderson now almost becomes an afterthought because whether he plays or not doesn't seem to have a big impact. Of course, you lose Ryan Anderson, doesn't really matter. Lose Trevor Ariza, doesn't really matter. You lost James, matters. Clint Capela, I mean, they're much better with Capela, but they can survive without Capela in the short term, I think.
Well, there was an article.
You can't win. I don't think you can win in the playoffs without him.
No, there was an article this morning on, it was Yahoo or Yardbarker. I think it was Yardbarker. On Yardbarker this morning that said Clint Capela is the key. When Clint Capela plays, they don't lose.
Yeah.
They basically don't lose when Clint Capela is on the floor.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys, like, Capela, what he does on the offensive side is so important, man. That pick and roll opens up so much. It's like, I'm not stating anything obvious here,
because you have to fear the roll.
But not only the roll, but there's like seven other options that open up when Chris Paul's doing, when James Harden's doing. There's more options that open up. Like, well, how are you going to play this? Are you going to leave a shooter? Are you going to let Trevor Ariza kill you? That's what Milwaukee tried doing earlier in that game. Trevor hit some shots, and they like, okay, we can't help off of Trevor now. There's so many different things happening with Clint that – the game that he missed, I forgot which one it was, but just a couple games ago when he missed that one, I was like, oh, that's the one they're losing. Because that's such a big part of your offense and how you initiate things around that offense.
Well, you know, it's not only that, though. I think it's also he is going to get you two extra shots a game. Like, mm-hmm. He's an offensive rebounder. Even with it's 4-on-1 and he's the only offensive board guy, he's going to get at least two a game that turn into extra shots for you. He's become more of an eraser as a shot blocker as well. So you're plus on the offensive rebound side, you're plus on the swiping, you know, of erasing shots side. Like Clint Capela, and I assume he's going to keep getting bigger and stronger as well. He's never going to be DeAndre Jordan.
But no, but he could be more muscular.
Yeah,
he's
never
going
to be DeAndre Jordan. He's always going to be a little light in the pants, I think, from a, you know, ability to hang in there.
I don't like
strong.
When you say that, really.
Lack sand in the pants. Eh. The ability to anchor. But when does it – it's not going to matter a lot, though, in the NBA. Yeah. That's a crazy
thing. Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, it hurt against Boogie. Boogie was eating them
up,
right?
Yeah.
It hurts
That's
against bigger
bad.
Centers, Andre Drummond, guys like that. But
how many
are you facing
West,
that in the
Yeah,
postseason?
Who in the West are you going to face?
Boogie Cousins.
Yeah. We got.
I'm never going to fear Boogie Cousins. I've never understood the Rockets fans' infatuation with Boogie Cousins. It's got to be just steps.
All right, we're going to bring in Sports Map. 94.1 when we come back live at Trailer with him, frame 8222 I-45 North, Rudy's Barbecue, Cat's Coffee, St. Arnold's. We got Kolache Shop, if there's any left after Andre destroyed it.
Yo, go get it, my man.
All you got to do is get on over here to 8222 I-45 North and rent that trailer. Like Nate, who came in, he was the first one in this morning, said we were awesome. And he said, well, I really hate Raheel, though. But here's the deal.
He
if
didn't
you're
say
looking,
that.
I could.
No, he didn't
say that. I thought that's what he said.
That's not what he said.
Why? Because he's like Mike the ref. He doesn't like you. There's nothing we can do about that.
He didn't say that.
All we need to do, though, right now is talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're selling your car, honestly, it just doesn't make any sense to at least check out what you can get from GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's your starting point. And if everybody else is under it, boop, I'm selling it to John Clay Wolf. And if your dealership will beat it, all the more power. If CarMax beats it, then John Clay Wolf is going to send you $100. How about that? This is not even arguable. It doesn't make any sense not to at least go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and put in your VIN number and let you know how much your car is worth. Because he will give you top dollar for your car. And he says now's the best time. With all the tariffs on steel now, the cars are worth more. So you're going to get your best deal right now at GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you don't do this, then it's just dumb. GiveMeTheVIN.com, that's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.